This shavasana will take approximately 10 minutes. So please make sure that you allow yourself the full shavasana. To begin with, sit down in the middle of your mat and notice that your body has been placed on the middle of the mat so that it's even sides of the mat on both sides of the body. Come back onto your elbows, then back onto your back, and then gently place your head down on the mat. Lift the head and look up and make sure that the body is straight on the mat, and then release your head softly back onto the mat. And then slowly, one by one, slide your right leg straight and your left leg straight. Take the hands behind the buttocks and scoop the buttocks flush towards the back of the knees. Bring your arms alongside of the body. Press your elbows down into the floor, and with just a gentle pressure of the elbows, lift the sternum, tuck the shoulder blades into the back, and then release the shoulders back down. Release the arms to the side, palms up, and then release, relax, let go. Shavasana, just like any other posture that we do in our asana practice, has an alignment to it as well. So making sure that we're lying down straight, properly, in good alignment, will facilitate the movement of the body and the mind into the shavasana pose. Begin to slowly scan the body for areas that may seem tight or tense or perhaps are causing some discomfort. And don't do anything to change those areas. Just notice them. Start at the tip of the toes and slowly begin to move up the body. Just observing the body in the shavasana. Notice the toes, the bottom of the feet, the top of the feet, and the ankles. Slowly move up into the shins and the calves and the fronts and the backs of the knees. Again, just observing and noticing your body. Bring your awareness to the thighs, the buttocks, the hip bones on the front side of the body, and the lower belly. Just observing any areas that feel tight, tense, rigid, and not doing anything to change those feelings or senses, just notice. And then come up into the lower ribs on the front side of the body and the shoulder blades on the back side of the body, up across the collarbone, the upper back, and slowly moving all the way down the arms into the fingertips. Once again, we're just noticing what the body is doing in our shavasana pose. We live in this body every day, every hour, every second, and yet we're so unfamiliar with our body. Use your shavasana time to notice what's going on in your body without trying to solve any of the issues that bubble up. Open up the back of the neck, release all the way from the shoulder blades into the base of the skull. The throat softens, the jaw softens, The tongue drops to the bottom of the palate. And the eyes sink a little bit deeper into the skull. The skin of the face softens and gently drapes down towards the right and the left side of the face, down past the temples, along the outer cheek bone, and down along the jawline, releasing tension, softening, and allowing the brain to move slightly away from the backside of the forehead. And then come back to the tips of your toes again and notice your body. Observe what has changed since the first time you've gone through the body. Notice if any places that were tight or rigid or making it difficult to move into your Shavasana are the same, or if they've released, if they've moved on. And once again, not changing what our body is doing and not judging what our body is doing, but just noticing. Realizing that each Shavasana will be different. Just like each day, each hour, each second of our life is different, so will our Shavasana, as well as all the other poses that we do each day. Slowly scan the body from the tip of the toes until the crown of the head, looking for areas that are resistant to the Shavasana, noticing those areas, and then moving on. And if the mind begins to wander, which so often the mind will do, just simply notice the thought and then move back to the scanning and the observing of the body. And when you've made a complete scan from the tip of the toes to the crown of the head, one last time, starting at the tip of the toes and moving up through the body, noticing, observing, bringing your awareness to what is going on in your body, what areas are different than the last scan. Oftentimes, by the third scan of the body, it can be very difficult to remember what parts were tense or loose. That is a good sign that you're moving inward. You're moving away from the external environment. The sense of the body is moving inward. The senses, learning to detach from the outside stimulus. And then just be in your body. Notice how it feels. Notice the lightness of the skin, of the muscles and the flesh. Whereas those things are so heavy as we carry them around during our day, as they fight against gravity, in Shavasana they become light. So light that you almost lose your awareness of our body parts. moving inward, moving down through the different sheaths or koshas of the body, the physical body, the anamaya kosha, is what we try and affect during our asana and our pranayama practice. Working from the outside of our body, the skin, downward, bringing health and vitality to the physical body and the organic body. And as we begin to move inward and detach from the outside world, the mind too begins to move inward. The thoughts begin to slow, and the spaces in between the thoughts become larger. There are more times of no thought. And the mind will always jump from thought to thought to thought. But as you perfect your pranayama, those thoughts will become fewer and fewer. And the times of no thought will become more and more. And it's during those times of no thought that we can begin to see inside, begin to penetrate down through the different koshas of the body to see the true self that lies within, that piece of divinity that each of us carry within us, that piece of divinity that brings us love and compassion and caring towards others. And through our asana practice and through our yoga discipline, we begin to really penetrate down, finding that compassion, and it becomes a part of our life each day. And the compassion begins with compassion for ourselves, and then compassion for others. And then one last time before finishing our shavasana, just observe the body. How does it feel? To begin the process of coming out of Shavasana, bring the hands to rest anywhere on the abdomen or the chest. Take a slightly deeper inhalation followed by a slightly longer exhalation, gently bringing the senses back into the present moment. Bend your left knee, carefully roll to the right side, letting your entire body rest on your right side. And when you're ready, turn to the floor, use your arms to push yourself up into a comfortable seated position. And namaste.